Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Tiffany's daughter is starting school this week, and she realized that her little girl has the same name as a bunch of other kids in class. Well, Tiffany knows her daughter is special. She's unique. She's original. So she might need to change her name. That's why she wrote us and said, can you help find somebody else who might be my kind of crazy?
Jeff and Jen, my husband and I currently disagree about something. My daughter is starting school this week, and she's going to be one of five Emmas in her class. Of course, I want her to be unique and special and to stand out. So I'd like to have her, for her to have a different name. I suggested that we talk to her and call her Lee because Lee is her middle name. My husband thinks I am nuts, but my mom really likes the idea. I need your help. Is there anyone listening who is my kind of crazy and who would change their child's name because too many other people have it? Thank you for helping me, Tiffany and McDonough.
So if that is your kind of crazy, 404-263-0941 is our number. What do you think? Can she go from Emma to a Lee?
You're the mom in the room, Jen. What would you do if Lauren was one of five Laurens in her classroom?
That would be kind of tough because she'd probably just start going by her last name, right?
Do they do that? I don't think they would do that young.
They would,
she would
do
just
it
be
by
Lauren R.
Yes, that's true. They would just do it by the first initial of the last name.
Uh-huh.
Lauren R or Lauren S or Lauren. Yeah. Oh, that would be so hard.
Well, I have a question. Her first name is Emma and her middle name is Lee. Why wouldn't you have just named her Emily?
Because they're probably family names, Kelly.
Emma Lee.
But that's actually a good alternative. She could just be named Emily.
But she might not be an Emily.
True.
Like, she's an Emma. Obviously, Emma and Lee have different meanings or purposes, right?
I think it's too confusing for the kid. And it's only going to be a year of class that she's in. And then next year, she'll be in a different class, and maybe she's the only Emma. I think you just got to survive it for a year.
She's going to be dealing with it for the rest of her life.
I'm a Jennifer, and if you were born in the late 70s or early 80s, Jennifer's like the most popular name. I lived through it.
You said you were in college, and there were like five girls in your sorority class.
Yeah, five girls in my pledge class that were all Jens, and we all just went by our last names. I was just hobby.
But how many friends do you have that go by their middle name, and you're like, why didn't you just go by your first name? And they're like, my parents always call me by my middle name. I don't know why they did that to me. It's a confusing thing for a kid.
I think that's the family name thing.
Jasmine.
Hey, yeah.
Jasmine, is this your kind of crazy?
Well, sort of. My high school, we had four Elizabeths, and I think three of them went by their last name. So the one was Elizabeth, and the rest went by their last or middle name, and I didn't know their full name until graduation.
There's always
I think it's totally normal.
There's always one dominant Elizabeth. Kaylin Fayetteville.
Yes, this is definitely my kind of crazy.
You would do this if this is your daughter?
I would.
Jessica in McDonough, would you do this if this was your daughter?
Yes, this is my kind of crazy because my son is one of many Dustins. He actually is named after his dad, which is nasty. But he doesn't have his middle name.
So you'd be happy to change his name?
Yes, I'd be extremely happy. But I mean, he goes by his middle name at school, everywhere.
That's awesome, Jessica.
As opposed to his dad's middle name, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look at all this comfort that's coming in for Tiffany.
Right,
this is
this
good.
You're kind of crazy. 404-263-0941. We want to hear from you. And Amanda's about to join the show. She says her sister's got a unique name, but for a completely different reason. It's actually a form of revenge. You're not going to believe what their mom did. It's up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy
on the Jeff and Jen Show.
We're talking changing a daughter's name because now it's too common in kindergarten. Is that your kind of crazy?
Leanne and Griffin says, do not do it.
No. My mom named me is Tammy Deanne, and so I go by Deanne, but all my business is in Tammy, and I often forget which name I told people. So they look at me like I'm in the witness protection program or something. And I forgot my name. It's awful. Please, if whatever you her first name is, call her that. She'll adjust to all the others.
Stick with one.
Yes.
All right.
She's wanted by the FBI. How many IDs does that woman have?
All right, Amanda is going to win this hand of name-changing poker because she knows somebody that is very much Tiffany's kind of crazy. Changing a woman's name in order to be the name of dad's mistress? What? All right, Amanda, you're up. Who do you know that can say they are Tiffany's kind of crazy?
That would be my mom, who named my sister after our dad's mistress that he had for 3 years.
What?
So, yeah. It seems kind of normal to us now, but we don't really talk about it to the open public.
What, hold on a minute. What part of that seems normal?
I don't know. It's just my sister turned into a Stephanie she turned into a Stephanie because when she was born, they actually named her Nicole.
Okay.
And about 30 days after she was born, that's when my mom found out about the affair that my dad had been having for 3 years with this woman.
Okay.
And so totally behind his back, I guess as a source of revenge. And so lest ye forget, she legally changed her name to Stephanie so that every time that he saw their new daughter, my sister, he would remember how close he came to almost destroying our family.
Oh, man, that is savage. So Stephanie's the name of the woman he was having the affair with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and mom found out.
Man.
And decided, I don't think we have a Nicole for a daughter. I think we have a Stephanie.
What was the reason she gave for changing the kid's name after 30 days?
The thing that she told to the public, and she changed the name legally and just kind of let everybody know in an email, hey, after 30 days, and I love this daughter so much with all of my heart, all my life. She's, she's perfect. But I just don't feel like she's a Nicole. I just don't see Nicole. I see a Stephanie.
And so your dad. What was your dad's reaction?
A little bit speechless and stone-faced and gray. And he can't say anything because then he would have to fess up to it to the entire world. So it's also her way of just, shutting him up forever.
How old is your sister now?
22.
So for 22 years, hasn't your mom thought about the mistress every time she talks to your daughter also or says her name or whatever?
I think she just kind of figures it as, I was going to love this daughter no matter what. And when I married you, I said I was in it forever and I'm going to love you no matter what. But oh, don't you think that you can pull one over on me? So I think it's just, she kind of laughs about it.
The craziest part to me is that you and Stephanie know the story.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys as the kids know it, that makes it kind of jacked up to me.
Yeah.
I just look at it as, our actions do have consequences and there's always going to be a ripple, know about it or not. Humbling, I don't think I'm gonna make that kind of a stupid decision in the rest of my life because
not to your mom. No way.
Yeah. Nope. And not to mom, no. And the funny thing is she's really got this awesome sense of humor and she's a whip smart lady and I think it's just her way of being didn't pull it over on me. Nice try.
I almost don't want to ask this, Amanda, but do you know who you're named after?
I hadn't thought about that.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing the story with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Total mic drop right there.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can top that one.
Woo! So, go ahead and change your kid's name to whatever you want. It won't be as insane as that woman. Lord have mercy.
Maybe keep the story to yourself.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.